Essay 20. Universities and Their Function. A. N. Whitehead. The universities are schools of education and schools of research, but the primary reason for their existence is not to be found either in the mere knowledge conveyed to the students or in the mere opportunities for research afforded to the members of the faculty. The justification of a university is that it preserves the connection between knowledge and the zest of life by uniting the young and the old in the imaginative consideration of learning. The university imparts information, but it imparts it imaginatively. At least this is the function which it should perform for society. A university which fails in this respect has no reason for existence. This atmosphere of excitement arising from imaginative consideration transforms knowledge. A fact is no longer a bare fact. It is invested with all its possibilities. It is no longer a burden on the memory. It is energizing as the poet of our dreams and as the architect of our purposes. Imagination is not to be divorced from the facts. It is a way of illuminating the facts. It works by eliciting the general principles which apply to the facts as they exist, and then by an intellectual survey of alternative possibilities which are consistent with those principles. It enables men to construct an intellectual vision of a new world, and it preserves the zest of life by the suggestion of satisfying purposes. Youth is imaginative, and if the imagination be strengthened by discipline, this energy of imagination can in great measure be preserved through life. The tragedy of the world is that those who are imaginative have but slight experience, and those who are experienced have feeble imaginations. Fools act on imagination without knowledge. Pedants act on knowledge without imagination. The task of a university is to wield together imagination and experience.